The 8 Iranian presidential candidates have taken part in 3 televised debates ahead of the June 14th vote. They discussed economic and cultural issues during the first 2 debates. The 3rd and final one focused on political issues, with candidates explaining their domestic and foreign policy agendas. Here's an extract of what each candidate had to say.
Our internal and foreign policy will be defined in such a way that we'll have a comprehensive and a government of hope that would want to fulfill the rights of the people. In our government, I promise that these political skirmishes and conflicts will come to an end. We'll have negotiation tables formed. We'll have legitimate freedoms and civilize them within the country, and we'll support them. There will be regulations in place.
In the field of diplomacy, I have 5 major topics. One is realization of domestic consistency. We should know that a government that is not admired by its own people will not be acceptable to the world people. So we should have a proper model inside the country, and also we should have an active regional diplomacy. We should focus on our regional diplomacy. We should also activate economic diplomacy.
In my opinion, what should be done regarding sanctions is that we need to embark on negotiations powerfully and strongly. And through unity, through perseverance, management, and with this dignified morale of our nation, we can make use of our point of strength and wisely do something about the sanctions.
Foreign policy is the reflection of domestic talents. If we boost domestic talents, that will improve foreign policy. I've spent my whole life and I've been trying to come up with a breakthrough on progress that has been quite effective. And if the people elect me as the president, I focus on domestic solidarity and consistency. If I become the president, I will ask the people of every province to just elect the governor.
When it comes to domestic policy, the basis for the government of hope and prudence will be, in the first place, based on providing security and creating tranquility for all Iranians in all aspects of their life. And foreign policy also, it's the same story. The interests of the nation, our security should be preserved, and the situation should be provided in such a way that people would have chances and opportunities, both politically, economically, and socially, to be able to participate.
We believe that the same model will be effective in the nuclear issue. That is insistence on enrichment right and also having an intelligent approach in order to maintain our relations with other countries.
So speaking of domestic consistency and solidarity and interaction with the world must be in such a way so that the country would be directed towards construction and also having a reformist approach.
To meet the demands of the country and to fulfill the aspirations of the revolution, we cannot stick to and limit ourselves to one certain faction. I believe that the people in the fourth decade of the Islamic revolution, we should not follow that trial and error method. Everything must be based on skills, must be based on the performance of the people. That's the way people should decide. Hopefully, in the future, government will be able to use all the potentialities and capacities of the Constitution in order to fulfill the people's demands. And the foreign policy is really based on thought, based on pure Islam. We need to follow the negotiations with certain powerful and strong mechanism and management, a management which is smart and intelligent and believes in this dialogue, and that believes the fact that what needs to be adopted as policy should come to fruition, should come to a conclusion. If we are not able to do this, then we will have weaknesses, and a strong government that can act when it comes to foreign policy will never have such a government in place.
Well, meanwhile, Iranians will also vote for city and village council officials on June the 14th. These elections are the biggest ever in the country in terms of number of seats up for grabs. RSV's Arash Khalatbari tells us more.
Iranian city and village council candidates promising a better future for people in their constituencies. In the past 3 decades, Iranians have gone to the polls 3 times to vote in the city and village council polls. A 4th one was to be held in June 2010, but was postponed based on a decision by the parliament. This year, 352,000 hopefuls registered to compete for 207,000 seats around the country. Unlike other elections held in Iran, the Guardian Council is not responsible for the vetting process. Instead, a parliamentary committee is in charge of approving the candidates. A candidate handing out brochures and explaining his programs to the people in person.
I hold a PhD in electricity from Sweden. I believe that Tehran should be environment friendly and green. That is why I am running. We can use the 7,000 tons of garbage that we produce in Tehran daily to create 50 megawatts of electricity. We can use solar power to create 350 megawatts of electricity in private homes in the city. We need 36 hectares of parks. Now we have only 1/35th of that.
People told Press TV what they expect from councillors and why they are voting.
Voting is very important for me. It's my duty to vote. I'm still thinking and researching to see who to vote for in the coming city council and village elections. We must all vote and elect the best person to have a better, more beautiful city.
We expect the candidates that we vote for in the coming city council elections to work hard and keep his or her promises when elected. We want the candidate that we elect to work for the people.
We are voting for them and we want them to do what they are promising in their campaigns. We do not want them to just talk. We know the problems already. We want them to have a solution for our problems in Tehran.
The coming city and village council election is going to be the biggest election in Iran in terms of the number of candidates and seats. City council elections will be held throughout the country on the same day as Iran's presidential election on June 14th. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.
For more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, do log on to our website, PressTV.com. There you can find a special section devoted to the presidential race. And of course, PressTV will be covering this year's election news, as always, with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process.